Okay, so the taking of the refuges and the precepts are the sort of like the foundational structure of our retreat, really. One of we have this 10 days to be exploring what it means, or the possibility of having a refuge, and what a refuge is, or what a worthy refuge is. We've got all sorts of refuges. Some of them you brought with you. Some of them you left at home. But the all sorts of refuges that we take. But a worthy refuge. In that we have the opportunity to draw close to the qualities of the Buddha, being a an embodiment of wisdom, compassion, purity, and that's a exploration of how do we internalize that? How do we bring that into the heart and into our life? Similarly, the Dhamma as not just as a external teachings or a bunch of books, or a bunch of downloadable information, the essence of truth. How do we make that a refuge in our hearts, in our life? The aspect of Sangha, an embodiment of virtue and integrity. How do we bring that into our hearts? How do we make that a refuge? So that's hopefully something that we can be putting our attention on, bringing up, reflecting on, investigating, encouraging ourselves to establish and find a real refuge in these with our practice. The structure of the precepts are an opportunity to take that integrity and bring it to another level of refinement and skill, because that's the aspect of developing precepts is a developing of skill in living this human life. There's a very beautiful sutta where the Buddha is sitting and reflecting, and thinking on the for the. Lunar observance days, a structure for the lay community, and it sort of extends to a period of retreat like this, and the Buddha sort of reflecting that the arahants, those who are completely liberated, lived their whole life not taking the life of any living creature, living with a heart of compassion. What if the lay community took on that precept for a day and a night, and this is in reference to the lunar observance days. And just going through all the precepts of not taking what isn't given, refraining from sexual misconduct, or refraining from sexual activity, refraining from unskillful speech, refraining from intoxicants, refraining from eating between noon and dawn, refraining from entertainment, different aspects of different kinds of entertainment, different kinds of looking after our appearances, and then the simplicity of having in our sleeping and sitting, and although I do think we have high and luxurious beds in here. But that taking up those precepts in order to emulate and to follow in the footsteps of the enlightened ones, so that's an opportunity that we have for these 10 days is to live a life of simplicity and focus. There is just a couple days ago, we're at tea time at the monastery, and there was a layman there who was sort of kind of lamenting living in the monastery, you've got certain precepts and simplicity and not many distractions, and it's pretty boring. what do you do? How do you deal with that? I said, actually, Ajahn Kurundamo sort of piped in and said, well, that's the program. that's the point. In the sense that, our mind is always seeking distractions in all sorts of different ways. And to be able to pick up a simplicity in our actions and speech, so that we can start to investigate the nature of the mind. What's the mind doing? What's its habits? How can we work with it? How can we train it? How can we understand it so that with the kind of a structure that helps us to step back from our our familiar props, our familiar distractions, that gives us an increased opportunity to be able to see our own minds, see our own moods. And sometimes it's not a pretty picture, but it's, you have especially when you're with a group like this, that's all, everybody is committed to holding precepts and commitment to practice, then there is a foundation of kind of, it's a safe place to be able to investigate what comes up in the mind. It's also a safe place to let things drop away, so that they aspects of peace and stillness can actually come up. Because that's it's really interesting, because sometimes we're intellectually we say, I just really want to find something that's really peaceful. And then you get into an environment where there isn't much choice to, that's the obvious choice is just to be peaceful. And, not yet. Or not quite. Not like this. Maybe in some other way. So that, we find distractions for ourselves, so that the precepts, the refuges, and the structures of practice are a basis for supporting our endeavor for these these 10 days, and to be able to be attentive, alert, patient with what arises, and be willing to take an interest. That's one of the things in terms of practice, being willing to take an interest in what's arising in the mind, rather than so often what happens is, we come to a retreat, and we've set aside all sorts of things that we could be doing, it's easy to begin a retreat with kind of concepts of and ideas of what one, how you want your mind to be, how you think your mind should be, I can pretty much guarantee it's not going to be like that. It's just not the way it works. To be able to just be interested in what the mind is doing, what the moods are, how to work with it. So we can go to page 74 and begin by bowing together 3 times and then making the formal request for the precepts. Some people are in. Can begin.
Jesus.
Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhasa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa.
Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa.
Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi.
Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi.
Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi.
Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi.
Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi.
Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi.
Duttiyampi Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi.
Dutiyampi Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi.
Dutiyampi Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi.
Dutiyampi Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi.
Tatiyampi Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi.
Tatiyampi Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi.
Tatiyampi Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi.
Tatiyampi Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi.
Ti saraṇa gamanaṃ nititāṃ. Panatipata vairamani sikkhapadaṃ sammādhiyāmi.
Panatipata vairamani sikkhapadaṃ sammādhiyāmi.
I undertake the precept to refrain from taking the life of any living creature. Adinadana vairamani sikkhapadaṃ sammādhiyāmi.
Adinadana vairamani sikkhapadaṃ sammādhiyāmi.
I undertake the precept to refrain from taking that which is not given. Abrahmacharya vairamani sikkhapadaṃ sammādhiyāmi.
Abrahmacharya vairamani sikkhapadaṃ sammādhiyāmi.
I undertake the precept to refrain from any kind of sexual activity. Mosavada vairamani sikkhapadaṃ sammādhiyāmi.
Mosavada vairamani sikkhapadaṃ sammādhiyāmi.
I undertake the precept to refrain from false and harmful speech. Sura meraya maja pamadatana vairamani sikkhapadaṃ sammādhiyāmi. I undertake the precept to refrain from consuming intoxicating drink and drugs which lead to carelessness.
I undertake
Avikala bhojana vairamani sikapadang samadhyami. I undertake the precept to refrain from eating at inappropriate times. Na cha gita vadita visuga dasana mala kanda vilepana dharana mandana vibhusanatana vairamani sikapadang samadhyami. I undertake the precept to refrain from entertainment, beautification, and adornment. Ucchasayana mahasayana vairamani sikapadang samadhyami. I undertake the precept to refrain from lying on a high or luxurious sleeping place. Immani attasikapandani samadhyami. Sukhatin yante silena poka sambada silena niputin yante tasma silang visota ye.